Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, yeah, like, it's something to make us seem cool. Like, we got our ears tapped into the streets. I haven't been on the streets in years. No, but it's like, hey, the streets are talking. That's my way of saying people are tagging me and things with Trey Lance.
Now I'm imagining
too big for the streets.
Too big. No,
need,
I'm not too big for the streets.
We need to get the streets are talking. That needs to be a segment. We need to have Jay-Z's The Streets is Watching. Yeah, is he that? Is he this? Is he a blood? Is he a Crip? Well, you know. You guys don't know that song, huh?
Yeah, I know. I love that song. The streets are saying that Trey Lance, and then I log on to Twitter. Uh-huh. I go on to Twitter, uh-huh, and the first thing that popped up, you know, the For You. I can't get rid of that For You or your timeline, so it's always For You. Yeah. And I see all the wackadoodles for the For Yous. I'm like, how the hell do I get this? Well, anyway, the For You, what's my guy's name for the Las Vegas Review Journal?
Vinny Bonsignore.
We had him on back in the day when he was talking about the moves from the Raiders and the Rams and all that. But he tweeted, maybe the Raiders should trade for Trey Lance. And I trolled by quote tweeting that tweet with the boy from The Wire. Who's the boy from The Wire? Who's Avon Barksdale's right hand man? Oh. He's not taking a rap. He was Weebay.
There you go.
And he has a whole, like, Avon the Barksdale meme. You know the meme where Weebay was like, oh. Yes. So I quote tweeted that. And a couple of people was like, Bonte, go to bed. Don't do this. So I was just trolling. I didn't watch a single snap of Trey Lance. Now, I kind of want to see what Trey Lance did with the Cowboys backups.
So you're going to go back and watch the All-22s?
No, probably not.
So, okay, let's just say hypothetically, he looked great. I don't even know, but he looked great. What does that mean?
Means not a damn thing. Doesn't mean a damn thing.
See, like, to me, the only thing, like, young players, do you look completely overwhelmed? Doesn't mean you're done or finished. It's just like, do you look comfortable or overwhelmed? And when I watch some of these young players play, Daniel Jones, great example. Daniel Jones has been in the league a long time.
Oh, he looks terrible.
He looked completely overwhelmed, and he was making throws that were horrible. And I'm like, I mean, Daniel Jones.
I'll ask Spadoni, my boy Spadoni.
What's up?
Because the streets that we talk about are basically the Twitter streets and the IG streets and the Facebook streets and the DM streets.
Totally.
And sometimes some text messages, even though I'll never reveal the text messages I receive, Shasky. Can't do that. Can't give up the salsas.
No.
Sources.
I'll give you a 3 for the Chris Broussard. Right,
sauces?
There. Yeah. So how did Trey Lance look?
Yes.
He looked fine. I mean, like, Gardner Minshew started the game for the Raiders. He looked whatever, and he's going to be the starter, I guess, because Aiden O'Connell threw a pick 6 in that game after leading a touchdown drive. Antonio Pierce doesn't know what he's doing. It's going to be a total bleep show in Vegas this year. But Trey Lance looked fine. But again, he was going up against mostly third stringers and stuff like that, and third stringers on the Raiders are really like fifth stringers everywhere else.
Damn.
I would take him as like a third stringer or a backup. Like, we were talking about Aiden O'Connell looking better in preseason game 1 last year, making his first ever start in the NFL and Trey Lance, like that was a must win game for him, and he didn't like, remember that? Yeah, that was the conversation this time last year. And now we're talking about him taking over Aiden O'Connell as a backup. So it's like, what does that mean?
Trust me, I remember. I remember.
But sure, I'll take him. Like, well, at this point,
are you starting
to
come around that Jim Harbaugh maybe should have been the coach and not Antonio Pierce?
I don't know. They have a quarterback. They're paying him $1 billion. He has a broken foot or plantar fasciitis. So that'll be fun week one. Can't wait for the handshake between AP and Jim Harbaugh. Like nuclear.
Well, speaking of former flameout top picks, Joey Bart batting .278, 12 home runs, 36 RBIs. He's got 48 hits. It would take Casey Schmidt 4 years to get 48 hits. I think Casey's got 17 hits this year.
I don't know how you transition to baseball.
I just wanted to give you that little.
Where did that stray come from?
But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie when it comes to baseball. Whenever I see Casey Schmidt at bat, it's like I imagine myself sitting next to Joe Shasky, the butcher. You're like on the left side of me. No, you're on the right side because Baby Chaz sits on the left side and is always doing whatever she's doing.
Okay.
And I think there's Shasky right there. And I'm watching Casey Schmidt. And Mike Kruko this weekend was discussing Casey Schmidt's approach. And
it's horrific.
He was explaining how, you know, he just doesn't look confident.
Uh-uh.
The guy just needs a hit. And I was like, damn, we went from... We went from Casey Schmidt being the best player in spring training to scalding the ball to having his chase rate at 50% to now thinking he's really not a major leaguer. I mean, and I can't help but think of you every time I see Casey Schmidt bat.
They got him playing second base, and I just don't think he's a good second baseman. He's a other side, left side of the infield guy. He's a third baseman. Well, that's what he is.
Well, that's why I'm hesitant to go all in on the single A prospect in Bryce Elder. Now, everybody said he looks great.
These are totally different. One guy was 24 years old when he came up. The other guy's 19.
Well, we're pumping up minor league prospects. I can't do that. I can't do that. This guy may turn out to be Joey Gallo. The way we're talking about him, he's the next Barry Bonds.
I mean, we were gassing up Luciano for how long?
So I know. That's what I'm saying.
To be fair, Luciano was never as healthy as Bryce has been this year and is good. Bryce has been phenomenal at each level.
The way we discussed Marco Luciano, it was like he was the heir apparent.
Yeah, because that's what all... Okay, it's not us. It was literally people who follow minor league baseball for a living who put together prospect lists. Like, had he been, you know, not ranked as high, I guarantee there wouldn't have been hype there. And the Giants themselves hyped him up. It's not us, the fans. Like, Bryce Eldridge... That we've been watching, and videos are out every week.
But we help enhance it.
We
help enhance it.
Of course.
Fans start sharing things. The organization loves it. And we're all guilty of it.
And Schmidt was in Major League Baseball camp in the spring training and was awesome. So, yeah, he fell off, and he's not good. He's not even close. I mean, he's just not a big leaguer.
Speaking of baseball, since we're talking about baseball, let's go to Willa Moran. He was at the Battle of the Bay. Willa Moran, what's happening? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, real quick, I know you were talking about football before. I just wanted to give everybody a big, giant news flash. The Ravens, they had a 24 preseason game win streak and got zero Super Bowls out of that guy, so don't worry about it. like, what are we doing here, dude?
I know. I swear to God, Will, I said last year after the Raider game I was going to take the entire month of August off because preseason football, I remember the dialogue, and I should have stuck to my guns, man. I should have stuck to my guns.
Oh, 100%. Dude, next year, Bonte, just block your – dude, just do it right now. Just do it. A 365-day preemptive vacation right now. Just block yourself out. When you're done, just don't talk to look. When you're done, and just say, hey, look. I'm done for August next year. I'm taking it off and just call it good. Anyway, so to get to my point real quick, I just wanted to say that being at the last game, it was awesome. It was kind of weird. I'd never been in a duel like walk of shame, like where everybody was like getting along and we were both exiting, like both teams lost, just because it was like really, you know, nostalgic. And it was just kind of, it was like a sight. Like you kind of had to be there. Like it was cool. It was kind of like a big kumbaya when everybody was walking out. But the one thing that I wanted to say is I just wanted to give props to J.P. Sears, dude. He made one of the sickest double plays that I've ever seen. He ran between two bonehead defenders that should have been helping him, one-handed over the shoulder, turns around and fires. Then literally to end the inning, has a good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That was sick. J.P. Sears, if you're listening, probably not. I just want to say, dude, you made my afternoon worth it. That was awesome, bro. Like, you went head-to-head with Snell. You could totally tell you wanted to win. That was awesome, JP. Like, that was sick.
Two things before you go. His mannerisms as a throw. He doesn't throw anywhere as hard as him, and his repertoire isn't the same. But the mannerisms, his actual mechanics of his delivery remind me of Billy Wagner, because he's a short lefty who throws kind of like three-quarter over the top. And then that play, Tyler Fitzgerald's just got to stay at first base on that play. At worst, they're forcing you out at second base because the ball falls. You can't get doubled up on that play. You just can't.
No, you can't. But it was just, but like you said, you can't take anything away from Sears because it was a sick heads up play.
Great play.
And then two real quick things. Mason Miller, that's the most effortless 100 mile an hour fastball, and how that his curveball or breaking ball drops off the table, it is unfair. Like, it looks like he has an angel in the outfield pulling the ball back. Like, it's insane. Like, that guy, we've been waiting for, like, the next Mariano Rivera type closer. The A's have him. No matter where they end up, they have an absolute stud. And one thing, Encarnacion, I know he's probably going to be a 250 hitter always, but that home run was impressive. I don't care what anyone says. Like, it was a very fun, like, from the 7th inning to the 10th, it was awesome, and then there was a few middle parts, but hey, it was great to be there. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I'm really going to miss it. John Fisher, you're taking a lot of nostalgic and memories from people. Shame on you, but hey, you know what? I'm glad I got to be there for it. My heart goes out to all the A's fans that care, and I love baseball. Farhan Zaidi, get your head out of your butt. Let's do this.
Whose ball was hit harder? Encarnacion or Ramos?
Ramos hit one. Flynn's still talking about it. He's probably talking about it in his sleep. Did he need it?
His at-bats, they've been throwing him that breaking stuff away.
Every week with the Giants, boy, he needed that. How many he needed that have we used all year?
Conforto needed that.
He needed that.
I'll reiterate the vibes because I know Sam went on Saturday and so did I. I think a lot of people at the station did. The vibes were just great from Giants fans, A's fans. It was just really good vibes at the Coliseum this weekend. We love the good vibes. We love it.
Marcana brought good vibes, right? When they traded for him, they said he's a good clubhouse
and
brief vibes.
He stole some dirt from around home plate.
Little memory. Chris Bassett did that earlier too when he made his final start.
There it is. All right. Guess who's joining us next? Oh, has he ever been on the station? Rod Brooks is going to join us. We're at his pre and post game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Rod Brooks on the roast? What the hell is going on around here? That's coming up, brought to you by Floor Decor.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
Monday morning on the roast, one of my favorite days of the week, if not my favorite day of the week, because it sets the tone. Don't forget, you could have breakfast with us. We're going to qualify 8 more people, 2 tomorrow, 2 on Wednesday, 2 on Thursday, 2 on Friday. And you could have lunch, you guys are just talking lunch. Breakfast with the Morning Roast Friday, September 6th, to kick off football season with us. Listen all this week between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we have 8 spots remaining. When you hear this sounder, you could be the 10th caller to win a spot for breakfast. Lutman, we have Verducci, and who else?
Janae G.
And Verducci. They're gonna bring a plus one for that. And also, Baldy on Thursday. All 4 hours Thursday. All 4 hours Baldy in studio.
Crack, crack, crack.
Yeah, crack, crack, crack. So will we have Baldy on tomorrow and Thursday?
Double dose of Baldy.
So we'll have 4 hours and 20 minutes of Baldy. Oh.
You know, Bonte, a record was made this weekend.
Or broken?
Or was no, a new set? Record was new, set.
Who?
All-time grossing box office hit movie. Can you name it?
Deadpool and Wolverine. Ann and I went to go see that a couple Fridays ago.
Don't tell me about it. Haven't seen it yet. I'm going to wait till it comes out.
I don't spoil things.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it.
Are you in on independent? Are you in on Wolverine and in on Deadpool independent of each other?
I am. I like Deadpool. It's unique.
Yeah.
Unique. I'm in on it.
I like that they break the fourth wall, talk to the audience all the time. Like, that stuff's good. Like,
that stuff is good. Very that stuff different. Is really good. No, I enjoyed Deadpool.
Hugh Jackman, I knew he was coming back.
I knew Deadpool and Wolverine wasn't bad. And, I'm not going to spoil it. It was some who's who, some great cameos.
Good.
Speaking of great cameos, I'm not sure he's supposed to be on the station right now, man. We about to get my boy fired. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Rob Brooks joins us on the River Islands guest line. 49ers pre- and post game. Sometimes you see him, Brooks and hits on the Giants pre- and post game show, although I don't know if he's watching much Giants games these days. At Rob Brooks on Twitter. My man's got a pretty active Twitter account these days. I didn't even know he had Twitter fingers. Rob, what's happening, man? Good morning.
First off, I can't get fired twice. Okay, let's get that out of the way. But before we get started, uh-oh, I need to know, how are the babies doing? Bonte, how's the little one doing? And Joe, how's the little one doing?
I'll start. My baby girl is dominating things every single day, every single night. You know, Papa, I want this. She's jumping in bed at 4 in the morning, and I got the pillow ready for it. And when I pick her up, it's no pleasantries. Hey, how was your day? Papa, I want to watch cartoons. Papa, I want pizza. Papa, I want this. So the relationship's going really well. I understand my role now, Rod. Go ahead, Chasky. Well, I think it's going well for him as well.
It went great. The Moylan kids came up to the river, and we went swimming on Friday at Rionito Pool. And then Saturday, you know, we've been making – my wife, puree? She'll puree carrots and peas and this and that. The only thing he eats, smashed up French fries now. So on Saturday, he was all in on the French fries. I mean, just eating it, eating it, and eating it. So we're at the French fry zone. And basically, that's all he's going to eat for the next 5 years.
You don't leave the French fry zone. Right, Rod? They don't leave the French fry zone.
Never, never. Once you get in it, you can't get out, man.
Hey, we go to Lenardi's. At least I know we're going to get French fries. Doesn't matter. They look like KFC Wes's. Does not matter. French fries, salami, and pizza.
Michelle dressed him up in his 49er. There's like Chuck Taylor-looking 49er shoes that my cousin got him. You know, they're like little like socky slip-on tie things. Like, they're not real shoes.
Right, the infant shoes.
And they're Niner logo, but they look like Chuck Taylor's. And then he had his Niner sweatpants on with his Niner shirt. And I kept throwing the football at him, and then it hits him in the belly and he giggles, and then I pick him up and tackle him, and she thinks I roughhouse way too much.
You know what, though, man, just real talk here before we get to the toy department of life. There's nothing better. My kid's a little bit older than yours. You know, I got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and they are knee-deep into the Niners, to the Giants, to the Warriors. Nice. So I'm reminiscing with you guys because I remember what it was like to feed them mashed-up French fries and then to have them demanding everything from 4 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, God.
So it's only going to get better, and it's only going to get worse at times.
You're entering the teenage zone, which I think about all the time. So when Chez is, like, playing with little boys, I'm like, and, like, there was this little boy at the game yesterday. He was wearing 2 gold chains, had the iced out earrings. I told his pops, he was like 2 years old. Hey, Rod, I was telling him, I was like, watch your little man. Don't get too close, partner. I'm checking up on these dudes real quick, real early. I can't wait to reenact Bad Boys 2.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Let me know. I'll be there.
All right. I need you. Now, I know you wasn't at the preseason game yesterday, although you had to watch. So my first question to you, Rod, is, boy, Brock Purdy, man, you sure you want to pay him $60 million a year? I'm kidding. The fascination of preseason football. Can you explain it? Because I can't.
Football, man. We're football crazy. We're football starved. You know how it is. We get to about mid-June, and we start, you know, and all of a sudden, we're Chris Rock in New Jack City. It's calling me. And then once we actually get something that looks like football, even though it's not actually football, it's a glorified practice, we jump all over it, man. We're football obsessed, and we want all the information we can get about our favorite teams. Everybody's in the fantasy, so they're trying to find, you know, maybe diamond in the rough players. We're just, man, it's just football, and we will take it, and they know we'll take it, which is why they charge regular season prices for glorified practice football.
Yeah. Trust me, we're both season ticket holders. We get it. I'm looking at this team right now, and like, clearly every dollar matters, whether we're talking about the quarterback's contract a year from now, Ayuk, Trent. Okay, I'm going to go in a direction you probably didn't see coming. Is there a chance Wisnowski gets cut for Presley Harvin III, the punter? No, I'm dead serious. This guy, like, Wisnowski's been a good Niner, but like, if you could save a couple bucks and marginally upgrade, I mean, is there any chance that this punter makes the team?
Well, I mean, listen, as far as actually doing the job, Presley Harvin did a damn good job last night. So I don't know exactly how much money Wisnowski makes. I doubt it really has that big of an impact on what they are trying to do salary cap-wise. But if they can save a little money and they can get as good or better performance, it's something you have to think about. But here's the big question, though. Arvin can punt it, but can he tackle like Wisnowski?
Good question, actually.
Hey, it's a good question. Mitchell lay that Australian boomerang on you if you have to.
No, you're not lying about that. You're not lying about that. Who's some of the guys that's popped out to you, though? Like Jake McCowan is a guy that I think a lot of Niner fans are now loving here after he had a nice performance yesterday. Who are some of the guys you're looking at, Rod, that, okay, maybe they're not stars, but they could make an impact on special teams, a play here and there, a kickoff return? Who are some of the guys that's kind of caught your eye here at training camp in the preseason so far?
Absolutely at the top of the list offensively, but Malik Mustafa. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, that young man there, I mean, he flashes on the field, and I'm sure you guys have seen the video of Mustafa post-game last night rocking the black Ronnie Lott jersey that he bought to wear to his first Niner game yesterday. So not only is the young man a player, and I think he's going to get, and he should get, significant run, he understands the assignment. He gets it. He understands Niner football and the history and some of the greats. So for me, it was Cowings coming out party last night, and boy, it didn't necessarily look good for Trent Taylor. But for me, man, and really from the jump since training camp, but definitely in these two preseason games last night, Malik Mustafa, that dude's a keeper.
Yeah, he's a player.
I'm looking at Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Danny Gray. I don't think any of those guys is going to make this team.
It's going to be hard. Bell, mate.
Like, I like Tay Martin over all those guys.
I don't think Tay Martin's
making the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm hesitating. I don't think you're wrong, Joe. I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem there. Real quick, some baseball. The Giants. We all watched that Babe Ruth series, and the Giants took about 27 innings to score one run against the Oakland Athletics, man. They're 63-63. Hey, how can we convince viewers to continue to watch them? I guess we can't. You're going to do what you want to do. Everybody has a choice in life, right? But, boy, it's the same old song with this lineup where one guy is hot, one guy is not. What do we make of the Giants heading into this tough stretch? After the White Sox, of course, the mighty White Sox in town. But then you got Seattle, Milwaukee, Arizona, San Diego, St. Louis. You got this schedule of a who's who, Baltimore, Kansas City. What to make of the Giants at this point, man?
Hey, listen, they're a 500 team plus or minus three games. So the sooner you recognize that they're a 500 team and understand what 500 teams are about, they can be madly inconsistent. And for me, I think it's going to enhance your viewing of watching the Giants. Listen, who they are is this. They're a team that wants to hit with loud contact. Their last time I checked, they're ninth in doubles, Major League Baseball, and they're 20th in home runs. So they fancy themselves as a big contact club. Problem is that they don't do enough of that at the right time with runners in scoring position. So when you think, oh, well, they should just go ahead and flip to being a small ball team, they're ill-equipped to do that. You know, you think about Yastrzemski yesterday spinning around the bunt. I will assume he did that on his own. Hey, man, that's not his game. And I like Mike Yastrzemski.
Yeah.
I like him at the bottom of the lineup because I think he gets a lot of pitches out of the opposing pitcher, and I think he takes good bats more often than not, with the exception of yesterday. So for me, they could be a feast or famine offensive club, and that's a problem with runners in scoring position. But I will say this: Farhan gets bagged on, rightfully so, because he makes it easy, and there's a lot of truth to that. But I think he's right about his rotation. Definitely at the top of the rotation. You know, since the All-Star break, Webb and Snell, both of those guys with a little bit over 40 innings pitched. But for Webb, 33 strikeouts, 2.23 ERA. Snell, 59 Ks, 1.34. That 1-2, lethal. Those young guys on the back end and Birdsong and Harrison, I really like those guys. They're going to give you what young guys should give you. Just give me five strong and don't mess it up. The key is Robbie Ray. If Robbie Ray works the way he is supposed to, the way he's projected, the way he can, hey, man, I'll take those top three without a doubt. I will take that starting rotation, and if they could just get a little bit better with runners in scoring position, hey, man, that third wild card is there. And all you have to do is get in. And if you get in with that rotation and if they can figure out something consistently offensively, I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series.
Right.
They have the pitching to get in there. And they do have enough dudes who can run into one and get you a home run. Problem is they can't solo home run their way to victory. That's good enough to get you in a game, maybe keep you in a game. It's got to be home runs with guys on base. They do that with this pitching staff. So I believe that.
Yeah, I think tonight's a big start for Harrison. I mean, he had the back-to-back really good starts against Colorado and the Cincinnati, Washington, Atlanta. He's just been hit around. He hasn't had his crisp stuff. Not as good as what we're hoping from him. And I think the thing with him, like, we all really like him. And he's a young player, and he's nowhere near, you know, as developed as we wanted at this point. But there was so much hype wrapped around him for so long, unfairly, that he was going to be some savior. I don't think he's delivered necessarily on all of the hype, but he's a good, young, promising player. But tonight is a big start for him.
No, it's a big start. You want him to go out there and don't be a drag on the situation. Like I said, give him a minimum 5 to get the win. Give him 6. Anything more than that, that's absolute gravy. The problem, Harrison, has just been location. If he can figure out locate that fastball consistently, I think everything else will then fall into place. But you forget, he is a young pitcher, and he's still trying to figure it out. But he doesn't have to be the savior because of what they have at the top of the rotation. So if he could just go in there and just find some consistency with that fastball location, everything's going to fall into place, and he's going to be okay.
All right, from the text line, Rob, you can react to this one. Go 3-0 versus the Chicago White Sox, and then you can convince me we have the best lineup in baseball.
Well, I don't think they have the best lineup in baseball. I'm saying, hey, man, listen, I ain't crazy now. They can do some things right. They do a lot of things to make the bank ahead against the ball. I'm not going to say that they're the best, got the best lineup in baseball. But, hey, man, listen, you know, they should win this series against the White Sox. But the White Sox took a game from the Astros.
I know.
You know, earlier
this
week.
They took one from the Yankees as well, Rod.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They took the Yankees 12-2.
Exactly. But listen, for the Giants right now, hey, man, They really do have to be thinking sweep. They shouldn't say it. They won't say that. Minimum 2 out of 3, without a doubt.
No doubt. We got Rob Brooks here on the River Islands Guest Line. Good to talk to Rod. Of course, 49ers pre and pulse. They're going to get cracking here soon with Dante Whitner or Carlos Ramirez. You'll catch them on Giants pre and pulse at times as well. Back to the Niners for a second. Trent and Ayuk. This thing is dragging along. If I had to bet my bottom dollar on it, they are both playing. Well, I think Ayuk will play week one. I don't know about Big Trent. He could pull a Chris Jones. No, a Big Trent here. But the dialogue is becoming exhausting. And I saw you retweet the Julian Edelman stuff saying, hey, we got to stop talking about Brandon Ayuk like we were Brandon Ayuk here. The dialogue is getting messy, and it seems like the fans are taking one side of it. Not all of them, but like, we don't know what's going on in these negotiations. They could be quibbling over a couple million dollars, opt-outs, who the hell knows? What is your take on both these situations, though, looking at Ayuk and Trent Williams in this situation with the 49ers so far?
But, you know, let me just start with Ayuk first. It really does. It ticks me off when people are like, well, if I were Brandon Ayuk, I'd do this. No, you're not Brandon Ayuk. You don't know what the situation is. So don't put yourself into what Brandon Ayuk is going through. To me, that's narcissistic and unnecessary. But as far as Ayuk and where he's going or whatever, my belief is the same since this thing all started. Feels like 20 years ago. He's not going anywhere. He's under contract. He's not foolish enough to miss any game checks. He has to play for that fifth year to count so he can become a free agent. And even then, he might end up getting franchised. But Niners value Ayuk, but only up to a certain amount. The rest of the league doesn't necessarily see him as a top, let's say 3 to 5 receiver in this league. And the teams that do see him as a top 3 to 5 receiver, they stink. New England stinks. Pittsburgh stinks. Cleveland, not as bad as they used to be, but it's still Cleveland until proven otherwise. What Ayuk is finding out, that whole world out there. What I mean, you can turn yourself into a very valuable piece for a very good football team, but what it ultimately comes down to is how do they value you? How do they see you? And I think for Brandon Ayuk, that's a problem, and it's a staring contest that will continue, but I don't think he's going to miss any actual game time. As far as Trent is concerned, I'm even less concerned about that. It's just my opinion. I think Brick Trent is like, I've played this game long enough. I don't need to be in training camp. I really don't need to be involved in these preseason games. And I think he knows he's eventually going to get the money he feels is owed to him or he should get. But the IU domino, in my estimation, has to fall first, and then Trent Williams' domino will fall next.
No doubt. When you guys getting cracking with Niners pre and post game, tell us a little bit about that this year.
Yeah, man, the gang's back together. Carlos Ramirez host, Dante Whitner as the man who every week what he's wearing is just going to pop off the screen.
No doubt. And some of the things he says, too. He'll tell it like it is.
I believe the 49ers are going to go 17-0. It's the way he delivers it.
Or when Rob Brooks looked at him like, what did he say? You know, Dak Prescott sucks. It's like, whoa, Dante.
I don't think he's any good. It's the way he delivers it.
You saw the look on my face. It's like when Kanye said George Bush doesn't care about black people. And you remember the look on Mike Myers' face? I was like, oh, no, what are we doing here? But no, man, we have a ton of fun, man, and we love bringing you that Niners-centric focus on the pregame, always 1 hour before every game the Niners play. So we will start when the Niners start on Monday, September 9th. So it's a 5 o'clock game. Our pregame start will start at 4 on NBC Sports Bay Area. And then immediately after the game, we give you a one-hour postgame. Like I said, we love giving you that Niner-centric, that Niner hyper-focused pre- and postgame. And year three is coming up. And, Bonte, I'll see you at the studio. And Shasky, I got to see you on the golf course, man. Get at me.
I'm usually... I'm usually driving around Northwood on a Friday night of summer between 7 and 9 p.m. like we were, playing in the dark. That's what we were doing this last Friday night.
Well, Rod, I got to say, after coming on 95.7 The Game, I got to leave you with this drop right here.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Part of our family now, Rod.
I am glad to be a part of the family. All right.
Welcome. No, I enjoy your tweets very, very much. Rod, always, man.
Have a good one, Rod.
We'll do it again soon, brother.
Fellas, y'all be easy. Good talking to you.
You too.
Anytime. Rod Brooks joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Good to see you, Rod, on NBC. You know, we got a lot of great feedback with Brody Brazil all weekend long. A lot of people. Brodad, we share texts back and forth, and a lot of people from the A's reach out and said, thanks for giving Brody his flowers. Man, that was a really, really good interview, man. I went back and listened to it. I rarely do that. Once the interview's done, I was like, I lived in an interview. I know what happened. But that one was really, really good, man. So good to hear from Rod and Brody and guys that we kind of grew up watching and listening to. And kind of cool that it's all come full circle, man. Now we're interviewing them.
All right, I got a couple of beefs. These aren't guru gripes, but these are just things from the weekend that, you know, they're just stuck in my craw. And I got to get them off. I got to get these takes off. You ready?
Jax will be doing breakfast for us.
Let's go!
Jax, baby.
Let's go!
They're so
Jax,
good.
Oh my
All
gosh.
Right, let's start
they
here.
They got the burrito.
The Seattle Storm. They're mad about gamesmanship. Did you see this?
I did see this.
Okay. The Indiana Fever are, I guess, knocked them down a peg in the playoff rankings or being in the playoffs or whatever.
Indiana will be in the playoffs.
And the Fever were up 17, I guess, late in the game. And I don't know if she was mad that it was something about gamesmanship.
So what happened was Seattle, she had emptied her bench, right?
Okay.
And she was mad that Indiana basically didn't empty their bench. She felt like maybe they were stat chasing or whatnot. And so she had to talk with the coach. And then Skylar Diggins, who's always, look, I used to really like Skylar Diggins. She's got this arrogance to her. Like, she got into a Diana Taurasi. It didn't work out in Phoenix. And then she made, I don't know if you saw the clip, she like basically speed walked to Caitlin Clark to bump her with the shoulder.
Yes.
It's like, you guys keep messing with Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is... She's already a top five player in the WNBA, in my opinion. She's hooping.
I mean,
she is balling. And you know what? We're talking about Walk Back Wednesday. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark should have been on the Olympic
team.
Thank
you.
They should have been on the Olympic
team.
Let's
go.
They should have been on the Olympic team.
They missed the shooting.
Well, you know what?
Her passing is ridiculous.
But no, you know what really started to alter my mindset with that one? Because I was like, well, she just got here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get that.
When the WNBA All-Stars beat the Olympic team in the All-Star game, hey, Caitlin Clark didn't even have a great game. She had double-digit assists, but she didn't shoot the ball well
at all.
Angel Reese played one. I was like, oh, yeah, they dropped the ball on this one.
I'm here to tell you, Caitlin Clark is a top 10 athlete in the world right now in terms of, like, I want to watch whenever she's on.
Oh,
period.
She's balling.
I don't care what it is. She is that awesome to watch.
Angel Reese is balling too. 19 and 20 yesterday.
And the Storm are crying. They're the number one overall pick team. They were terrible. They were terrible. Point being is, get out of here with that. I'm the Seattle Storm. I mean, come on. Stop them, all right? When another team empties their bench, you have to wait for them to empty the bench. You don't have to do it simultaneously. This is professional sports. This is not CYO.
Caitlin Clark just set a record for most assists for a rookie in the WNBA. She's dropping dimes left and right. Her teammates are learning how to play with her. They're going to get some ballers there. Indiana's going to be a team to reckon with for the foreseeable future. Another player here. Caitlin Clark, they missed the ball. I've come full circle on that one.
I'm glad.
With Team USA.
Yeah.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark should have been, but more so, Caitlin Clark should have been on that roster. When you think about the spacing and everything that was happening in the passing, like Kelsey Plum was fine, but like the team in the future?
Oh, it's...
They're in a great position. Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, Juju Watkins, Angel Reese, Boston.
Her highlight packages were all over the internet yesterday on TikTok and whatnot, and I stumbled across them, and then just her mid-range game is incredible. There's another person. And their report came out about Rich Paul being involved in the LeBron James trade to the Warriors. Why do you have that face? You know, Rich Paul, this guy. I told you I'm out on Rich Paul. I am. I'm out on Rich Paul. You could be the greatest businessman and agent and this and that. I don't like him, all right? And now he apparently was, oh, I'm not going to let LeBron James, for those that don't know.
You would love to have him as your agent, by the way. You would love to have him as your agent.
Hey, Rich Paul is an agent? Look at his clientele.
No, I would rather have Don Yee represent me than Rich Paul. Yes.
Let Scott Boras.
I would let Scott Boras represent me.
You're down bad on Rich Paul if you're propping up Don Yee.
Actually, just got off the phone with the White House. I called to ask if negotiating three deals with Scott Boras in one offseason qualifies you for a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
I'd rather have Master P represent me than Rich Paul.
No, you wouldn't.
Rich Paul, this is what it said. Quote, unquote, from Mark Stein. Sources say Paul implored both teams, the Warriors and the Lakers, to scrap the concept despite some owner-to-owner dialogue between Warriors' Joe Lacob and Lakers' Jeannie Buss and Green's determination to lobby James to push for relocation to the Bay Area, largely because he wanted to insulate James from potential backlash over switching teams for the fourth time in his career. That is not why. Rich Paul, that had nothing to do with backlash. You don't care about the backlash. You know why you do that? Because you want to be in LA and you want to be riding the coattails in Hollywood, sitting courtside in Hollywood for Laker games. This had nothing to do with LeBron James's well-being online. That's really what he's talking about. Like, get out of here. He nixed the LeBron James to the Warriors. Now, I'm sure it was deeper than that.
No, he didn't.
But I'm so over Rich Paul.
Well, but
Rich Paul could take a hike.
But it's also been confirmed. LeBron James agreed to the deal. That's the big sticking point. For Rich Paul, I don't, whatever. Rich Paul has a great clientele. Boy, he's got Lonzo Ball paid. He got Eric Bledsoe paid.
Who?
He got Miles Bridges paid. He got Malcolm Brogdon paid.
Okay.
Damn, he's got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
It's the NBA. Everyone's getting paid.
He got Terrence Clark. Look at his clientele. I'm just saying, his clientele.
Terrence
Clark. Fox, Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, Jeremy Grant, Scoot Henderson.
The Draymond Green deal was an all-timer. Come on. That was an all-timer.
Draymond negotiated directly with the owner.
Rich Paul told him to do that.
Derek Lively, Trey Lyles, Tyrese Maxey, Moses Moody, DeJounte Murray, Nurkic.
That's a great Scottie list. Scottie Pippen Jr., list.
Colin Sexton, J.R. Smith,
right
Tristan
now,
Thompson.
I'm he got out Tristan on Thompson. Rich Paul.
He got Tristan Thompson $80 million, didn't he? JTA. Jared Vanderbilt, Fred VanVleet. Oh my gosh,
oh, the
John
Fred
Wall.
VanVleet deal. Wow.
Dude, Kerry Trent Jr. Hey, man. Rich Paul takes care of his clients. He takes care of his clients.
I think almost all those guys are going to get paid no matter where they go, so it doesn't matter. I think Rich Paul is a legitimate. I'm so over him. I think that he has ridden the coattails of LeBron James for decades.
Hey, you know what?
And I'm
you
just,
know what, though? LeBron James.
Like
LeBron James gave him an opening. Gave him an opportunity to get his foot in the door.
Oh, he maximized it. I'll give him that.
And you can't hate the player.
Yeah.
He took advantage of his opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And taking it to the next level. Now Clutch Sports is a thing. It is a thing. And he's got all the other agents cringing. Now, my guy, Bill, I'm a Duffy guy personally. I love me some Duffy.
Matt Duffy?
Shout out to Duff.
Duff Man is
shout
here.
Out to Duff.
Thank you.
Shout out to Duff. Yeah, Duff Man.
That's
was
a three.
That is,
I always
that
love
is
Duff
three.
Man.
Bill Duffy, of course, he has Chet. He has everybody. I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Again.
I love you some Rich Paul.
I don't like Rich Paul. I'm over Rich Paul. Get over yourself.
He is.
In the words of Steinmetz, hit the pike.
No, he's not hitting the pike. He's going to continue to get paid.
Of course he is.
He's going to continue to get paid and get his clients paid.
I'm over Rich Paul. I'm over him.
Rich Paul is not in the limelight that much for you to be so angry about him. This is David.
When
articles.
I saw him courtside with the cell phone like this, like, nah, like cameras are on me. I'm on the phone. What? Like, you're at courtside. Why are you on the phone? You're not brokering a deal right now.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Your phone's always
you look
ringing.
Ridiculous.
Phone's always ringing when you're an agent.
No, that's, I don't buy that.
Phone's
they go up
always
into the
ringing.
Suite.
No, we don't need to. Why? We need to go courtside.
No
that's
one
a boss
that.
Life.
Yeah.
It's a boss life to be courtside with the phone. Rick Ross does it. DJ Khaled did it. I mean, all these guys. Floyd Mayweather does it. That's what the stars do. Kim Kardashian's doing it. All these stars. You can't tell them. You can't. You got to stop hating, man. Hating's not a good look for you, Shasky. Not a good look. We got to do a hater segment. That's a new segment. Who's Shasky hating on this?
It's Rich Paul.
It can be a real
Rich Paul. It's, I'm telling you
thing.
It is. It's Rich Paul.
So last week was
it's Rich Paul.
Weeks ago
I'm over Rich Paul.
2 weeks ago
well,
was
today is Rich Paul. could be anyone else tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be anybody else. Who's Shasky? That could be a 10-minute segment every single day. I'll just turn off the mic and listen to this. Who's Shasky hating on today? It's a great segment.
I want to see where Rich Paul is 5 years after LeBron retires, and then we'll assess how great of an agent he is, and how sustainable his business model is.
This is actually great.
All right? Let's see how sustainable the business model is.
He'll be a millionaire, multi-millionaire by
maybe.
Day. This is a great name.
Maybe.
650 Xfinity Mobile Text Line.
Maybe.
There's a reason they don't call him Poor Paul. That's a four.
That's really good.
That's actually really good.
That's really good.
Every day we should do this segment. I'm telling you, who's Shasky hating today? Players hater ball. Chappelle, we need to run that back to Players Hater Ball, you need to be there.
Who's denying it? I admit it. I can't stand the guy.
Where is Josh?
Exactly. He nixed a deal on LeBron. Hey, LeBron, don't go team up with Curry, even though clearly he wants to. Clearly LeBron is dying to play with Steph Curry.
Do you guys actually think, though, real quick, that, like, that reasoning makes sense? That for being on a fourth team, do you think LeBron would have gotten more hate? I think Rich Paul's already won three championships in three different locations.
He would have gone to the Warriors, and people would have hate watching. Ratings would have been through the roof.
Thank you.
And everybody would have loved it. ABC would have had the Warriors on every single game.
Because the Warriors are the fan base that hates them the most.
Listen, the Lakers are trying to throw Paul under the bus because they realize that LeBron and Rich Paul run the LA Lakers. They run the Lakers. So this is GD Buss, in my opinion, GD Buss's way of saying, we really didn't want to do it. It was Rich Paul, blah, 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 blah. We were going to do it. I think Jeannie Buss and company and Rob Pelinka were like, we can't do this deal. If we do this deal, Rob Pelinka's probably thinking, if we do this deal, my job's gone. And Jeannie Buss is thinking, boy, the backlash from our own fan base. From our own fan base. Not the LeBron backlash. Just the backlash from Laker fans themselves saying, you traded LeBron to the Warriors to give Steph another opportunity to try to win a championship?
Yeah, the Lakers don't do those trades. They're the ones that are receiving ends on most of those trades. Right. That's why they want to do it.
Ooh, it could be Butcher's Beefs.
That's a really good one.
Who do you love more?
I like that.
Who do you love more, Rich Paul or David Sampson?
Oh, David Sampson. All day.
Oh, my God.
All day.
Oh, my God.
Elite businessman.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about crooks.
Got $1 billion stadium deal done in a place that everyone said couldn't happen.
And the citizens of Miami are still paying it off.
Seems to be having
paying it off forever.
Yeah.
Forever with 5,000 people going to a game on a daily basis. You know, I went to that stadium. I paid $2 for a ticket to go into a baseball game.
That's great value.
Mets, Marlins, $2 to go into a game there.
It's a very nice ballpark, too.
Oh, man. 415. I see Ponte pacing the sideline and sitting there. It's just football games on a cell phone, acting all Hollywood. Hey, you may catch me on the phone every now and then.
If you are on the sidelines of a high school game on your cell phone,
why not? What if Anna's calling me, telling me what's happening with Baby
Chess? Then you turn your back to the field and probably focus.
No, I don't. I watch it because I'm watching both. I'm doing two things at once. I got to make sure this kid throws a touchdown pass. If I miss something.
Oh, speaking of which, I heard SI is ranked very high this year.
Oh, they're going to be good.
They say that they have their best team. Mulkerins was telling somebody that I know who told me that they have their best team in like 25 years.
Oh, I
heard they have an offensive lineman that's already committed to some.
Oh, yeah. No, he's going to the SEC.
We're going to Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
That's a cardinal sin. You can't turn your back on the sideline of the football game. You never know when the action is coming your way.
That's where you walk away.
Just stand on the sideline, get on the phone. It's all good. With the earpiece on. Let's go.
I mean, really, the earpiece on? Yeah. I see all the kids do it now with the earpiece everywhere they go. I'm like, you're not that cool.
I'm telling you, we got to do this segment. Who's Shasky hating today?
It's one thing if you're like walking, like right now, I'm going to get in my backpack. I'm going to put my headphones on. I'm going to walk to my destination, you know, but I'm also aware of my environment. You got the one earpiece in. It's just, and you look ridiculous.
You got a master's degree in hating.
Yeah, for sure. I admit it. No one's denying it.
I dropped out of that
college. Rich Paul's a punk, dude. He just totally nixed his deal to the Warriors.
He didn't nix the deal. Come on. If you believe that, he didn't nix the deal.
Come on, man.
He ain't no punk. Come on. Don't name call Rich Paul. Come on, man. He's
killing me.
Hey, dude.
I'm doing this all tongue-in-cheek. Can you just let me do a bit?
I don't like
Rich
it when
Paul
he...
Rich Paul nicks the Warrior
it's
deal.
Not a good look
Rich Paul killed the
seriously.
Dynasty. Just say it.
He did. He did kill the dynasty.
People
always
hit me up. Why
it's not the punch.
Everybody?
It's the Knicks.
All right. Go ahead, Spadoni.
Speaking of which, I'll three-day tease. Call him Snitch Paul. Three-day tease. Wednesday walkbacks. I got to walk back something regarding Knicks.
Oh, God. You and Colin Cowherd are all in on him after two preseason games.
He looks phenomenal. Relax. I hate to say it.
Relax. Who do they got week one? The Chiefs or something? Have fun. All right.
No. The Chiefs per player, the Ravens. Who do the Broncos have week one? I can't get over their uniforms, man.
I actually like the orange pants.
Orange pants, yeah, pop.
They look good.
Yeah, they didn't look bad.
Oh, that's actually a sneaky good one. We got Broncos Seahawks.
Ooh, in Seattle.
They did that a couple years ago, too.
Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
All right, 4 years ago today, guys, the Kansas City Royals took on the Cincinnati Reds, and one of the most famous calls in the history of sports happened.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Happy anniversary, Tom Brenneman. He's returning to the CW. Doing some college games.
College football.
So there you go.
He's going to make his debut August 31st when Oregon State hosts Idaho State in Corvallis.
And the last time that Castellanos had a deep drive to left, J.J. McCarthy out for the year. That was the thing that happened that day.
Wow, didn't something else happen too?
When
he hit a home run? Like,
well, there was a whole list. I read them off. I think the Queen died. There was a bunch of stuff.
Over the weekend, I played one-on-one versus Charlie in MLB The Show, and I was the Phillies. We went three randoms.
Who's Charlie?
Little Charlie. Bonte knows Little Charlie.
Yeah, that's a great
and
baseball
he's 12
player.
Years old talking Matt Smack. I beat him on a walk-off.
I know.
Castellanos with the walk-off. Castellanos with the walk-off.
Go ahead.
The
baby blue Philly jerseys hit.
Anyway, my final thought is, man, Ryan Walker, what a gutsy effort there to get out of a jam of his own making there in the 10th inning yesterday. Fitting end to the Bay Bridge Series, RIP, to one of the more fun Bay Area sports experiences. I was there Saturday. Ran into San Jose Jazz fan there on Saturday. We bumped into each other on the way out. He asked my friend to take a picture of us, so that was really cool.
Look at you.
Oh, shout out Rob and Mike, who I met on the way out. They are big fans of the Morning Roast.
Rob and Mike.
Julie.
Yesterday, I sat next to somebody at the Niners game. He was a big guy. I forget his name. He was there with his son. They're Sacramento Kings fans, but forget your name. I know I'm terrible, but he sat next to me. He's like, big fan. I'm tuning in 6 o'clock, 6:06, whatever you guys come on. He's like, 6 o'clock, 6:03, 6:05, 6:06. We may be the only show in America that has an inconsistent start time to our show.
We're consistently inconsistent. So
yeah,
there
that's,
you go.
That is good.
Andrew Wiggins.
My final thought. Boy, Caleb is in a great situation in Chicago. He just looks comfortable, man. I'd be shocked if he's a bust.
I thought preseason doesn't matter at all.
I said we look for certain traits. Does he look comfortable? Does he make the throws? It doesn't matter.
It's a good thing you didn't take August off because you figured that out.
No, well, I kind of knew that before, but hey, next year I will take August out. I thought the Giants would be in a race. That's why I didn't take August off.
Oops.
My bad.
Oops.
I was wrong. That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and McGiddings next, right here on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!